In a world full of rush and hurry, it's so important to set aside time to just be still. To reconnect that vital relationship with a God who loves and wants to be close to you. So sit back and settle in for the next few minutes. And welcome to Common Prayer. Good morning, everyone, and welcome back to day 31 of Common Prayer. My name is Brandon, and I'm so glad to be with you this morning. This meditation specifically, it's so cool that this fell on me because God has really, really been working on me with this today. I want to start by telling you that our word of the day is body. And, you know, some of these words it's interesting to see where we're going to go, but I'm excited. So we're going to start with our moment of silence. So if you can take a second, get comfortable, let's quiet our heart, quiet our mind, try to quiet the thoughts that are going on, and take 1 minute and just be silent before the Lord. Let's do that now. I just got to say that I'm so encouraged by those of you who are following along and listening with us in Common Prayer. I just think connecting with God is so, so vital to our relationship, and yet it's something that's so easy to not do, right? It's so easy to get our day going and just run and run and run, especially in the Bay Area, if you live in the Bay Area. But I think it's getting that way everywhere. So just so glad that from wherever you are, whenever you join with us, that you are with us. So today, talking about body, and I'm going to start by telling you, I grew up in Iowa. I had a portion of my life in Iowa, and we always went to this Iowa Christian camp called East Iowa Bible Camp. And like many camps, if you've ever been to these, at the end of the week, they have this campfire moment. And during this moment, we're all supposed to reflect on what God showed us, like what we learned throughout the week, and what victories we celebrated. But most importantly, this moment became about surrender. And I remember thinking that, you know, in light of the powerful life change that we all heard about, the decision to surrender to God seemed so obvious in that moment. Like, why wouldn't I trust God when he does all of these amazing things? Right? Why wouldn't I trust God more than myself? I don't make these amazing things happen. So we would all take turns talking about our lives and surrendering to God. And I really believe it came from a sincere place in my heart. But over the years, I learned that there was a pattern happening. Once the high of the camp week wore off and I was back with my friends and back in the real world, the surrender seemed to wear off too. And it's taken me years, 37 years in fact, to understand that surrender isn't something you ever really see just in your rearview mirror. In fact, it's something that you need to keep before you every single day. And with each new day, I'm learning that there's a new yielding that needs to occur. And specifically, that yielding starts with our word for today, body. Now, most of us don't think about God when we look at our body, right? Like, we all have the trappings of a world caught up in our outward appearance and our self-gratification, and we too easily seek the desires of our bodies, and we spend too much time trying to dress up our bodies so that others view us a certain way. We spend so much time and energy and money trying to lose weight and be fit. And I'm not saying all of that is bad, because of course part of this is we want to take care of ourselves, we want to be healthy, but where is that coming from? Like, the obsession over your body in a positive or negative way, where is that coming from? Is it coming from vanity, or is it coming from a place, a spiritual place? And today I want to ask you to set aside your quest for a great body or your hang-ups with your body just for a moment. I know that they're still going to be there and we still need to deal with them, but I'm going to ask for you to set them aside for a bit. And I want you to consider what Paul is saying in this verse in 1 Corinthians 6:19. He says this: "Do you not know that your body is a temple of the Holy Spirit? It's within you, and it's which you have from God. Do you not know that your body is a temple of the Holy Spirit within you, which you have from God?" Now, our body quite literally is the way we interact with the world, right? If you think about it, we can't do anything without a body. Like, we experience the world through our bodies. This is why Jesus made himself human and not an angel. And what this verse is saying is that God dwells in your body. The Holy Spirit is in your body. The same body that you spend so much time hating. The same body that you've been living in your whole life. And he's asking you to surrender it to him daily. Now, it's easy to stay in thought land when it comes to surrender. To say, "God, I'll trust you." But what does your body do that shows you're trusting him? And it's easy to say, "God, I will serve you." But what does your body do to show that you're serving? Surrendering your body takes your faith from theory to practicality. So I want to take a few minutes here, and I want to just reflect on some questions as we try to connect and reconnect with what God is doing and what God is trying to tell him. But first, as we start here, I want you to just ask God to reveal to you, "God, what are you saying to me today about my body? What parts of my body, like, what do I do with my body that I need to surrender more fully?" Is there some kind of self-gratification that you need to press into here? Is there something that you, some kind of gratification that you give your body to try to make yourself feel better? Is there something that you put in front of God? It could be food. So many of us look to food for emotional support and even nurture. Is there some kind of sexual gratification that you need to surrender to him? Perhaps even there is some kind of, as I mentioned before, some kind of hatred for your own body. When you look at it, you wish you had a different one, or you wish that you could do different things in your body. You wish that maybe your body wasn't breaking down on you the way it was. Or maybe you wish you just looked different. This is also something that you can surrender to God. So I want you to take a little bit more time, and I want you to offer yourself to God. And maybe as you try to do this, there may be a negotiation. I know that I recently did this and I had to bring some of my stuff to God. I had to bring some of my dreams to God. And, you know, that takes a lot of my time and energy. And I have a lot of ambitions that I want to accomplish. And I had to kind of go back and forth with God a little bit and decide, am I really ready to give this up? And I want you to let this bring up trust issues in you. Do you really trust that God's way of dealing with you is better? That God's plan for your body, for your two hands, for your feet, for your back, everything. Do you think that God's plan for your body, the body He gave you, is better than your plan? And I think that's a very, very honest question, and you need to honestly ask it. Don't just do the Christianese thing where you say, oh yes, I want to surrender all to you, God. I surrender all. This is a very, very challenging question. So approach it with honesty and integrity and allow God to give you a dream. God, our hearts are willing to surrender. Our minds are willing to surrender, but our body is weak. Lord, would you help us? God, the Spirit that you say that lives inside of us, God, would you help us as we try to serve you, as we try to surrender to you more fully? Would you show us what it looks like to surrender our body to you? Amen. So as we consider what our daily practice is, here's what I want you to do. And this may be hard for you, but I want you to find a quiet place. And I want you to lie on the floor, face down or face up. And I want you to explicitly and intentionally, sometime today, surrender your body to God. Take time to go over each part of your body and offer everything to the God who created it. Amen. Common Prayer is a ministry of Central Peninsula Church in Foster City, California. You can now access and subscribe to Common Prayer episodes on the Google Podcast Store, Apple Music, or wherever you listen to your podcasts. Of course, you can always check back daily right here for episodes at cpc.org. Thanks for listening. We'll see you tomorrow.